Podcast is intended for mature audiences. The views and opinions expressed are those of the panelists and do not reflect in any way those of the podcast partners, sponsors, or affiliates. Enjoy.
Hi, this is Michael Buffer, and you're listening to the voice of the people. Let's get ready for Boxing Voice.
BoxingVoice.com.
You need that fear.
All I'm trying to do is make a stand for something that I truly believe is right.
Yes. Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen. It's fight night. We're back Saturday morning for some on the West Coast, afternoon for us on the East, evening for the UK. Hello to everyone. We are here to talk some breaking news. Bermaine Stiverne says, not so fast. Does his own rendition of Mutombo. Not so fast, Deontay Wilder. We'll give you all the details as to why the Wilder versus Luis Ortiz is off, and it's looking like Deontay Wilder versus Bermaine Stiverne is going to have to be a must. I want to head on out to my co-host in the Golden State, none other than the hipster Hunter himself.
Dalla DiBiase Production.
This is a beautiful performance against a very tough guy in Michael Johnson. How you feel about it?
Fuck that. Conor McGregor.
BoxingVoice.com.
You know me, Larry. From a wicked entrance, from a flip over the rock, into a knockout. When the main thing is, I just help the guy. I wish.
BoxingVoice.com.
That's the hipsters here. Haters beware. James Prince, Josh Dubin, sort of becoming the new sort of power brokers in boxing in a lot of ways. Obviously, pushing their muscle around in this situation. And I think we're probably going to get Bermaine Stiverne fighting Deontay Wilder this year, unfortunately. These quotes and the guys that are saying them leads me to think that we're going to get only one outcome out of the situation, that Al Haymon, and any sort of Lou DiBella, any sort of anyone on Team Wilder's side that is working to get Stiverne to get that step-aside money, that is working to try to get the Luis Ortiz fight. I just think it's very unlikely. And again, we're going to get into these quotes. Cannot wait to get into them. Cannot wait to chop it up with you, Ness, with you, Doomsday, and with the callers.
Awesome, awesome. Well, you know it's Doomy Doom in the building. And looks like James Prince is fiercely defending his boxer, you know. And, you know, they're willing to take any legal action to do so. So, you know, I like to see things like this, you know what I mean? When, you know, your team, your managerial team is backing you up all the way like that. So I can't wait to talk about this and, you know, the inactivity, too, that Bermaine has had, you know.
Yeah, that's another good point. You know, with Bermaine Stiverne, I don't think anybody is thinking that he has a chance in a rematch, right? Like, I don't think we're going to get one caller, we're going to get one person in this chat saying Bermaine Stiverne has a chance, but yet with the guys that he has now in his corner, James Prince and Josh Dubin, we have to sort of now assume we're getting that fight, right? We as the boxing community should now be not accepting of it, but we should now accept that it is a reality.
We should just take these guys seriously because they will defend their guy.
You're talking about James Prince and Josh Dubin, right?
Yeah.
I mean, for those that don't know, I mean, James Prince has a very storied history in music, let alone boxing.
In the
rumor of what happened with the whole Floyd Mayweather, Bob Arum split, James Prince is right there. And if you don't know the stories, I think ESPN did a couple of articles about it way back in the day. Go check them out. I don't want James Prince or Josh Dubin to come at me, but I'm just saying, you know, like these guys are major power brokers, not only in sports but entertainment. You know,
from what I've heard of James Prince, also in the communities. You know, I've heard he's a voice of the people.
Yes.
So, you know, somebody that is backed up by the communities and that's a lot of support.
Well, I don't know if you guys acknowledge the real A-Dub, but I definitely want to. Gave us a 10-buck shout out in the Super Chat. Becomes our Super Chat sponsor of the day. The real A-Dub. Thank you so much. His comment is, Stavern is overrated. I don't even think that phrase fits Stavern. I don't think anyone's really rated him in a long time. The saddest part about this mandatory fight is that Stavern has probably been out of the ring since January. No, about 2 years, right? I don't know if it was exactly January, but he lost. Well, actually, he won a fight that is controversial when he went down versus a journeyman here in New York, in the New York City area, Derek Rossi, you know what I mean? And there's actually a video on our YouTube channel in detail with Rossi about that fight. Because it was off air, you know, he feels he's got jobbed. He drops Stavern in that fight. And, you know, he felt that Stavern didn't deserve that mandatory back then. But James Prince and Josh Dublin, and I quote, said, James and I will take whatever legal action is required to prevent anyone who is trying to pass over Bermain Stavern for his mandatory shot at the world title, Dublin told ESPN. Now, we spoke about this before, and that's the reason that we're bringing this show back up. We kind of asked each other, can the fight go on since it will be litigation? Can, like, you know, Team Heyman and Wilder put a fight together and go all steam forward just because these motions will be filed in a court of law? But, I mean, if he gets some sort of stop and decease or motion, you know, for Wilder not to have a fight, maybe he can't move forward. Because I'm telling you, I'm staying so close to the gym here, and this Adrian Broner and Mikey Garcia fight has brought a lot of fighters to the tri-state area. And everyone's talking about this November 4th date. It's, you know, the hush-hush is, if Miller gets past Washington, he's on that undercard. Wilder's on the main event. It's like a heavyweight thing. You know, and I told you, my sources are telling me Miller got a 3-fight deal with Showtime as long as he can win this fight with Washington. So
I kind of know what they want on that card. I mean, I can kind of assume, not that I know, but I can assume what they want in the card. They want Miller versus Dominic Brazil as the co-main, and they want, obviously, Wilder versus Ortiz as the main event. You're setting up a big fight.
Why Brazil? Why Brazil? What made you say Brazil? You got some info on, I know you're on the West Coast. I know you visit Manny Robles. I mean, why Brazil, though? I mean, with the litigations and everything, why Brazil? Do you really think? Brazil.
I'll put it this way. I have heard rumors in the gym and Manny Robles' gym that Dominic Brazil is getting a big fight next. That's always been the thought. And he hasn't had a fight scheduled yet, so I'm assuming they're waiting on this, the winner of this fight, especially if it's Miller, because like you said, Miller, you know, most likely being on the undercard of the November 4th fight if he wins this one. One proves that Miller is not even mentioned as an opponent for Wilder yet. So that means they want him to have a fight, an eliminator, next. And there's obviously only one guy in the heavyweight division, in the PBC stable, that can also be in an eliminator fight to Wilder, and that's Dominic Brazil. So it just makes sense. Plus, Manny Robles and others have told me that Dominic Brazil is getting a big fight next. Heyman has promised that. So again, this is what I assume. But again, I don't know if they're going to get that. It seems very unlikely that we're going to get Wilder versus Ortiz.
Well, especially with things like this. Now everyone knows Dan Rayfield. I mean, you can have whatever opinion you want of him. But what you cannot take away from ESPN as a publication, as a website, as a corporation, is that last time I checked, which was probably 2 years ago, you can go to Alexa.com yourself. This is a Google-owned company that ranks websites. And you can type in ESPN there. Last time I checked, again, like 2 years ago, I used to be obsessed with website ranking. They were 35 in the world. Now, websites open up every day. We all can open one. And many of us have. So there are a trillion websites out there. They're number 35. Dan Rayfield says, Co-managers James Prince and Josh Dublin recently signed Stavern to a managerial deal, and Dublin said that they will fiercely protect their clients' rights. Anyone who has done business with Prince and Dublin, who also manage unified light heavyweight title holder and pound for pound King Andre Ward, know that they are to be taken seriously. Now, this is a guy from suburbia in Washington, pencil pusher all his life, chooses to use the words taken seriously. We've heard rumors about James Prince in the past, not only in the boxing industry, but in the music industry. He is our version of Suge Knight. It's just the truth, you know. Heyman, Wilder, PBC, do they dare to dance with the devil in the pale moonlight? I mean, are they going to really try to get this fight on now that Stavern has hired this dynamic duo?
I doubt it. Again, Heyman is this notorious, infamous boogeyman of boxing, especially for the fans. But the fans really don't realize how much of a guy James Prince is that. James Prince is a bigger boogeyman than Al Heyman, in my opinion. And again, very quickly, it's Josh Dubin, not Dublin. Dublin's the name of a city. Dubin is his name. But I don't think Al Heyman dances with this. I don't think he pushes it. And again, we also have, according to Josh Dubin, the WBC is in the backing of Bermaine Stavern.
Well,
if Wilder wanted to take a fight and just go with it, ignore the litigation, and maybe get, you can do that, and there is precedent for that, he may not have sanctioning for it. He may not have WBC sanctioning for it, and he cares about that belt. So again, whatever the WBC decides is really what's going to happen here, maybe.
I see James Prince and Dubin really, really, you know, fighting tooth and nail for their guy. And what we're getting from the sources is that, you know, Bermaine Stavern is not really interested in anything else but this title fight. So, you know, given his mentality and the way he's feeling about this, he's not willing to take any step aside or anything like that. I think that unless something very, I guess, a big number is thrown out there for him, well, I don't know what's going to deter his mind from stepping aside. But I think this fight might just happen.
You mean the Stavern Ortiz?
Stavern Wilder.
Yeah, yes. Oh, yeah. No, well, I mean, according to this, it's definitely looking like. Since losing to Wilder, though, Stavern has only fought once. No, once. In about 2 years. And like I said, it was that fight with Derek Rossi. I mean.
Well, he was supposed to take that fight with Alexander. But
yeah. And that's kind of how he got in this position, man. He kind of got elevated to mandatory because he couldn't have the actual mandatory due to Alexander Povetkin's, you know, I don't know. What do we even call?
Testing positive for Skittles.
Yeah. You know, Povetkin tested positive for performance-enhancing drugs for the second time, actually, in 8 months. And that fight was canceled. So that's the reason that Stavern couldn't really get it on. But, yeah, man, I mean, look, we chopped it up enough. Obviously, we need to just hear what the listeners have to say at this point. It's kind of bittersweet, right? Like, the Wilder fans, you get to see your guy fight. Maybe not, right? Because there's no network interested. I guess that is the question. Does Stephen Espinoza really pass on airing one version of the heavyweight championship?
Maybe.
Wow.
I mean, they're passing on other fights that we didn't think they would pass on.
I mean, they were going to air
as big as Wilder, but Linares Campbell they passed on. That's kind of weird.
All right, but I'll throw you this. Maybe they don't do primetime Wilder Stavern, but they stream it because they were willing to stream fucking Frampton and Gutierrez.
Yeah, but Frampton Gutierrez was in Belfast, and it was part of this whole day of
boxing. Washington Miller will be streamed at 7:30 on YouTube. Yeah,
but it's on a Showtime card. It's just not on the Showtime telecast. It's on a Showtime card.
I don't know. I think it would be. I understand that this is probably out of the budget, or will. I don't know. I just think.
I don't think it's even out of a budget thing. I think they're just being very smart about what fights they pick up and what fights they don't.
I mean, you know what?
They pick up Wilder's last fight.
Where's the money come from? If you can't get a television to back it, how do you put it just in Alabama? Because obviously he could sell it out in Alabama, but where's the finances come from? How do you pay the fighters?
What was the gate of his last fight in Alabama? Do you know? Do you remember the gate?
I don't remember.
I'll look that up very quickly. Because that could, if he gets a big gate in Alabama or anywhere he goes, money wise, not necessarily people or attendance, if he gets the good money, then you can probably make a difference and even out on most of your cards if you put them right and you put the right fighters on where you're not spending a lot of money.
I wonder, does this go straight to like a stream pay-per-view, like a $25 pay-per-view? Remember Bob Arum used to do the Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. versus John Duddy top rank pay-per-views?
There's no way Heyman does that. There's no way.
You know, look, they were talking about like a year ago, 2 years ago, content streaming straight to your phone. Maybe that's the way, you know, the new Heyman boxing app. Watch Deontay Wilder. The only way watch Wilder on his comeback fight, you know, versus Stiver. I don't know. I'm fucking helping them here because this is bad, you know.
Leave it for the think tank.
But even then, like, let's say, like, that's a great idea just to have, like, a mobile streaming app. It's all in-house, sort of like a Netflix. The UFC has that. The WWE has that. Boxing should have that. I don't think the rollout of that app would be Wilder versus Stiverne. It would be Thurman versus Spence or something like that. Let's be honest.
That's what I'm saying. Yeah, I mean, I don't think that the first fight created that much action for people.
There's more of a chance that this fight's not televised at all and we don't see it at all than there is a chance of us getting it on an app by PBC for free.
Well, or straight to YouTube, right? I mean, David Haye, one of his comeback fights was straight to YouTube and Facebook. But listen, we chopped it up enough. We're going to go out to the callers and the sponsors, obviously. I want to thank everyone that continues to listen. This is your opportunity to...
Remember to rate us 5 stars on iTunes.
It helps with the visibility of the show. We appreciate it. And those that do rate us, we read your reviews live on the air and you get your props. You know what I'm saying? So the number is 1-425-569-5241 if you want to voice your opinion on this topic. Bermaine Stiverne says, I want my fight. Hires the dynamic duo of Josh Dublin and James Prince, a.k.a. Suge Knight of Boxing.
These calls are brought to you by El Camino Electrical Services, experts in electric vehicle charging stations. For consultations and turnkey installation, visit us at ElCaminoElectricalServices.com.
Let's go out to...
Ringer.
We'll bring him on.
KM Star, you're on.
Hey, what's up, guys? Man, I hate that we even have to talk about this fight. What a blatant cash grab by Bermaine Stiverne. It looks like May, just so we can move on with our lives. And I guess on the upside, to try to look positively at it, you know, I guess Deontay Wilder can treat it as a, you know, pre-camp for another fight. I mean, I think you guys said it, like, I don't think anyone realistically sees Stiverne winning, especially since he's been so inactive. And if he really was looking to win the fight, he would be trying to take a interim fight himself. It's just clearly he just wants to get paid. I didn't even know that he was dropped by this guy that you're talking about, this Derek Rossi dude, who's kind of like, what, a C-level local guy in the New York circuit, right? I mean, that's crazy. I mean, this is beyond obscene. How the fuck did he get ranked? That's the only thing I really can ask. Like, how the fuck did this guy get ranked? But, you know, it's a shame because Deontay Wilder can't go backward and put himself on an undercard to help this fight get sold and make more money, right? I mean, like, that's a big issue. It's like, how do you make this even worthwhile? And it fucks his negotiation power up with the real fights that he should be trying to make, like Joshua and things like that. Joshua's going to look at him and be like, dude, you're fucking fighting undercards or whack fights in the States. I'm in charge, which he's already in charge. But he's going to be even more in charge if he has to do stuff like this. You know, that Ortiz fight is by far the better fight. I'm going to say it again, as ridiculous as it sounds. Deontay Wilder should make history and fight 2 times on the same night, fight fucking Stiverne on his undercard, and then fight Luis Ortiz. That's my last word right there. Bye.
KM Star, that would practically be impossible due to the commission. I think you need 2 weeks in between fights, minimum, and 90 days if you suffer a knockout. Marcus in Washington, D.C.
Whoa. Milkman.
You're right.
El hombre de la leche.
We got to go to Milkman in Atlanta.
I told y'all a long time ago, the Kirkland will go down 3 rounds.
All right, man. Now goes Kirkland. Spat me up. Next, I got milk, baby.
Yeah, the Milkman is back. The TBV. Bermaine Stiverne, man. I'm so sick and tired of hearing about fucking Bermaine Stiverne. Part of me wants to see Deontay Wilder just knock his head clean the fuck off and but just go ahead and be done with it. But another part of me just doesn't want to see that fight. Is there any way Team Wilder can pay Stiverne step aside money? Is that a possibility?
Nah, man. Not according to these quotes from his new team, bro. There's no way.
It's not on his mindset right now.
Okay. And now he's working with James Prince. So they're probably going to send over some goons with some baseball bats and rough some people up to make this shit happen. So we're probably going to end up getting this fight. You know, I'm hoping that Deontay just goes in there and just washes him out, and then he can just put this shit behind him. I feel like Bermaine Stiverne is like that. That little fucking fly that just keeps flying around. And just when you think you got him swatted and he's gone, this motherfucker just finds a way to fucking come back up and irritate your ass. So, yeah, that's it, man. That's my call. I'm out.
All right, Milkman. Thanks for calling in. We're going to go out to Marcus in D.C. Talk to us.
Hey, yo. What's good, Boxing Voice, man? Yo, check this out, man. I don't care what Prince or Doobin do. I don't care if they the boogeyman or they not the boogeyman. If the belt is in the trash, they can go get it. You know what I'm saying? They can it don't take a rocket scientist lawyer or a guy to make somebody not take step aside money. That's really the fighter's choice. You know what I'm saying? Any fighter cannot choose to get step aside money and get their title shot. I mean, we all know this. Highland been stepping aside for years. Fact of the matter is that if he had never beaten Bermaine Stiverne for the title in the first place, then I would be less inclined to tell him to put the belt down because then it looked like he ducking the dude. But we already know he beat the wood shit off this dude, man. And so you know what I'm saying? These other dudes is trying to dictate this bum ass dude who obviously really, really think he can beat Bomb Squad because otherwise he could get a couple hundred thousand real quick and take a step aside and then still hold his mandatory. He must really, really think he can beat Deontay though. And at the end of the day, I'm just like, look, The Luis Ortiz fight is bigger. There ain't nobody checking for Bermaine Stiverne. Nobody. So, man, if Bomb Squad, if you listening, man, fuck that, Jay. Fuck the title. Look, Canelo just told them niggas yesterday, man, WBC, I'm fighting Gennady. Fuck y'all title. If WBC going to carry it like that, man, just tell Maro, look here, Maro, come get the belt out the trash. If you think Bermaine Stiverne is your champion, give him the fucking belt. You know what I'm saying? That's my call. Deontay, drop that shit, man.
You see, that's the thing, though, man. He won't, bro. He's got a name for that title. It's called Sophia. He just won't do it. He's looking to get his sister wives. He's told me this in the past. You know, it's the title that Muhammad Ali held. It's really sacred to him. While a lot of people think that he's a fake champion, there's nothing more than what he wants to do than to unify. And by dropping it, he's not going to see that immediately. I do see your plan. You drop that title. You fight Luis Ortiz. Let Bermaine have it. Come back and take it from Bermaine. Go to emeritus status. Let Bermaine inherit the vacant title. You go to emeritus status, or you vacate the title, fight Luis Ortiz on the main event, right? Big Baby Miller versus Stiverne for the vacant title on the undercard. If Miller can get past Washington. I mean, there's so many ways that you can mix and match it. We're going to go out to Trenton, New Jersey. I mean, talk to us.
Yo, what's good, fellas? Listen, Stiverne, he should be trying to fight. He should be in the mix with a dominant Brazil or Big Baby Miller before he even think about fighting Bomb Squad. And the fact that he's reaching for this fight, like he got some kind of claim to it, is a straight money grab. He's probably trying to get out of that contract with Don King, so he needs as much money as he can so he can walk away with $500, even if he get, $600,000-$700,000 for that fight. I mean, he has no right. I don't care nothing about the ranking, the division, the belt. He's got no right. Marcus said it best. When you get your ass beat, when somebody whoop your ass like that, you have no right. Then again, you figure the way Wilder did him, he lasted the whole 12 rounds, which is more than a lot of Wilder's opponents. So I don't know if him, you know, sitting back and watching what Wilder's do fight after fight and say, damn, at least I went 12 rounds with him, making him feel like he has some sort of opportunity, but he's got to knock it off. That's my call.
All right.
You know, guys. Conspiracy theorists in the flesh, I'm telling you, Matt.
Mm-hmm.
I'm just sitting here. That's why weed is powerful. I'm just sitting here and I'm toting.
Oh, you got that good shit?
And I'm like, yo.
It's not Al's fucking outdoor grown shit.
I'm like, why is James Prince signing Bermain Stiverne? Like, caller after caller. All we hear is, man, this guy ain't fought in 2 years, and all he did was get dropped by a journeyman. Why is James Prince and Josh Dublin signing Bermain?
Oh, no. They're not signing him.
No, he signed. It's over.
It's different. Hold on. Very quickly, because, again, our listeners may misunderstand what you mean by sign. Because signing to...
What, for a managerial contract?
Managerial contracts are very different than a promotional contract. That's all I'm
absolutely
trying
to say. But managerial contract, listen, the manager has more say-so than the promoter. The manager is the one that tells the fighter. Listen,
but the fighter has more oversight over the manager than the promoter.
Of course, everyone works for the fighter. We know that. But ask yourself again, why is James Prince involved in this? I'm going to give you one opportunity for the both of you to give me your reason why.
I want Doomsday to go.
If you can't guess, it's okay. Say I pass.
So what's the question now? What's the question?
Oh, my God.
Why do you feel James Prince is now the manager of Bermain Stiverne? If you don't have a theory, hey, let it fly. And we go
title. Maybe because he knows that Bermain is the mandatory.
Okay. That's the obvious. That's a fair enough assessment or reason why. What about you, Matt?
It's a lame one, though.
Ooh, lame. Ooh.
All right, let's go, man. What's your fucking best shot?
Obviously, we've seen James Prince and Josh Dubin now enter the boxing scene, I think, in more force than we've ever seen them. They're signing fighters left and right to managerial contracts. To me, it's eerily similar to when Heyman first started coming onto the scene. And started becoming the advisor to all these guys. And again, he's an advisor, not a manager. I'm not.
Hold on.
I'm not saying James Prince is going to be a now Heyman, but I'm definitely saying that James Prince is making power moves in the sport.
Check this out, man. This is why.
It's just another power move.
But you're not answering the question. Why did he?
Why? Because he wants to be in the sport more.
Yo, here goes a movie.
More of a power broker in the sport. How do you do that? You start controlling titles in multiple divisions.
Yeah, stop reaching. Let your theory go. Stop reaching. The shit is in a movie. No one's gonna go out to watch it. They're not gonna buy popcorn to watch it. You want to hear a real movie? Here we go.
Fake news.
Let me like this.
I'm waiting.
James Prince, B. A.K.A. Suge Knight of boxing. Smarter than the average bear. Most recently, we've seen James Prince sign who? Ooh. Shakur Stevenson.
Okay.
Who's attached to a co-managerial deal with who? Andre Ward.
Okay.
Right?
James Prince also signing.
That's right. Andre Ward. Most recently, we've been hearing rumors of his top, not top.
Oh,
top.
I know where you're going.
Oh, slow down. This is my movie.
I got you. I'm picking up what you're putting down.
Now, most recently, we've been hearing rumors of Andre Ward and his Roc Nation contract being out, right? James Prince also has another heavyweight. Another heavyweight. Yeah, that's right. That's right. The name of that heavyweight, the name of that heavyweight is Bryant Jennings. Yeah. Guess where he just signed?
Top Rank.
Oh, Top Rank. What heavyweight does Top Rank have outside of Bryant Jennings now?
Pseudo Joseph Parker.
Exactly. Who has a what?
Title.
So if James Prince, who's already doing business with Top Rank, who already brought Shakur Stevenson to Top Rank and Bryant Jennings to Top Rank, and we've been hearing rumors that he might bring Andre Ward to Top Rank, where would Bermaine Stiverne with that mandatory title shot fall and sit lovely at? Even if it's not a contract, where would he be getting his heavyweight fights at if he's so lucky enough to, not lucky, that's a disrespectful word, sorry, Bermaine. If he's able to win that fight with Wilder, that belt will go back to that Top Rank side. He'll be doing that heavyweight business with that Top Rank side. So why else would James Prince fight so hard to get that title shot? Because he's got some heavyweights of himself. He's got some business happening with Top Rank himself. There's a reason you want to make sure Bermaine gets his shot.
Very quickly. Ultra conspiracy. Go. Do you think it. Whenever, you know, the sad day that, you know, Bob Arum does pass.
Whoa.
Do we see Todd LaBeouf and James Prince sort of?
Well, it's definitely too early to say what James Prince and Top Rank.
At that level,
too soon to be thinking like that.
But ultra conspiracy. That's why I said ultra conspiracy.
I think Todd LaBeouf does a wonderful job and has.
Oh, amazing job.
Has a huge staff. Like, I don't think some, you know, and look, and Prince will always be what he is. He's a Cameron Duncan. He's an Al Heyman. You know, he's a manager. You know, he's going to negotiate the best deals. But I don't think he'll become a promoter.
No, not necessarily a promoter, but you could do definitely something. There could be much more of a formal relationship between the two, maybe. I don't know. I'm just saying that there seems to be a relationship between Top Rank and James Prince. Obviously, there seems to be a maybe partnership at one point in the future with Andre Ward and James Prince, since they already are sort of partners with Shakur Stevenson. So I see James.
I think behind that Andre Ward banner, they're going to sign multiple kids to managerial deals. You know what I mean?
Are they going to make Andre Ward
the face
one day?
The face? Oh yeah, why not? If that boy keeps winning, he's a clean cut American gold medalist. He beat the bad guy. He beat Mother Russia. Come on,
like God, like people love it. You can sell him in a way, especially when he retires.
No. He already got the TV show. What he needs now is a reality show. We need a Andre Ward, like a tiny edition. You know the TV one.
Because yeah. I don't think he'd sign up for that. That's not. I don't think that's his style.
I mean, you might be right, but this is what we need because he's such a family guy, like T.I.
Aren't there some like Christian networks out there that he could sign a reality show to? Like a Christian reality
good thinking. But the problem, and that's how he could get us in there. That's how he could get us in there, and he could look at it like, oh, I'm converting boxing fans into Christianity by bringing them to this channel. But look, we're going way overboard.
You guys, ideas are
good. Hey, yo, you got to spread the word of G.O.D., baby.
Dude, this is some good weed.
We got to go to Sal. What's going on, Sal? Thoughts?
Yo, what's up, fellas?
Yo.
Oh, what up?
First off, I want to start off with the did you guys see that young Ali? I hope everybody's seen it. That motherfucker looked like a straight monster. Yeah.
Yo. Matt's a hater. Look at him hating on me.
Hey, what's he hating about, though, bro? You see how calm and poised you look?
Man. Like, here's the thing, Sal.
Don't hate. We can do an immediate reaction show, Matt. Okay, don't hate.
I'll save it for another show.
You are such a hater, yo. I'm a spoon feed, Matt. We gonna time down, spoon feed him till he get the 200 plus, and then beat him up.
All right, man. So I'll touch on the subject real quick. I just felt like Bermaine Stiverne, he just needs to sit down, bro. Like, he's trying so hard to get this fight, as if the first fight was controversial or something. And I mean, you got to think about how Wilder beat him. Everybody just thought that either Wilder was just gonna knock him out, or there were some people that thought that Wilder's chin was touched, like having been touched like that. You know what I mean? So, and Wilder went in there, literally just boxed him, just jabbed him all fucking night. Did you guys see his? Remember his fucking forehead? It was crazy, man. I don't know. He just needs to sit the fuck down. I feel like if he gets back in there with Wilder, Wilder's just going to knock him out. Wilder's faced like five people after him. He hasn't even fought since 2015. Man, it doesn't matter. Even if he gets in there with Wilder, he's going to make easy work. Wilder can go in and say he can avenge his only fight that wasn't a fucking knockout. So it's all good and gravy. Now, real quick, do you guys mind if I make my picks, man? I know it's real late, but do you mind if I make them real quick?
Do it.
All right, man. I got Gerald Washington for the first one. I know I heard the show last time. I know you guys were talking about he got knocked out by Wilder and all this and that. But if I remember correctly, Big Baby Miller got knocked out by Wilder in sparring with bigger gloves. So, I mean, I don't know. I got Washington. Then I got the Charlo. Charlo just too young, too big. Man, he had like a crazy height advantage over that kid. Over that guy. And I got Mikey Garcia. Real quick, A Ness, who'd you pick, bro? Did you make an official pick?
Yo, that's for Thursday show, B. Nah, I didn't pick, man. I didn't pick. Yo, I don't know who.
You didn't.
No, I didn't because I don't know who.
He picked on the Sirius XM show.
That shit don't count. That shit don't count. That ain't the real show.
No, that counts. That ain't the real show.
This is the real show.
I mean, fucking pick on this show, not my show. It's okay. It's okay. It's cool.
This is the real show right here, man. And I just don't know, bro. I'm being honest. Hey, I just don't know. Don't know. That fight is so tough, man. Yo, I heard Broner. Broner's a plus 180 now. That's cray. No, excuse me. Mikey's a minus 180 now. Hey, so, hey, you know. Man. Yeah. Yeah.
Yes.
Hey, Ness, look, I'm going to put it to you like this, bro, because I was listening to the show on Thursday, bro, but I know you guys seen me in the queue, you seen me on Patreon, I had to go to work, man, so I listened as much as I could, so I don't know if you actually made your official pick.
No, I didn't make an official one.
Hey, Matt, producer, can you please Get that Keith Thurman. You got that Keith Thurman? That Keith Thurman don't duck me, son?
Ah, he ain't got it.
Ness has that.
He ain't got it.
Oh, my God. Well, anyways.
You better not duck me, son.
Yo, I see you calling me out. I know you got Mikey, right? You want me to get Brona?
Yeah, but it's not just a straight up, bro. I want to take it old school, bro. We haven't seen this in a minute. I want the loser, let the loser take a pie.
Ooh, like yeah, I ain't ready for that.
Put it, and
I ain't ready for that, man, because I'm not confident in my pick.
Yo, on Thursday, you were making the case about Broner.
I'm making the case for both, man.
Pick Broner. Just pick Broner.
No.
Yo, yeah, I'm liking the way Mikey. Listen, we gonna do a last minute pick show. I sent you a video yesterday, Matt.
Oh,
it's some discussions out there. We need to talk. There's a lot that happened yesterday. You know, the argument with Leonard Ellerbe.
Oh, that was a good one.
And Robert Garcia. You know, certain things. Mike.
Robert Garcia went hard, man.
I called him a fucking pussy. I ain't no fucking cheater. Fucking pussy. Don't come shaking my hand, you fucking pussy. Yo, listen, Sal, I'm out. Let's go to some other callers. We're going to get out to Georgie Porgy.
Yo, first of all, let me say, I don't pay Showtime to see you all damn not even putting a goddamn motherfucking effort. If I want to see some motherfucker just fight, I pick up a fight with somebody in the street. Don't need that shit. You don't love that form I do? Just move along. Gone. Fuck you. Man, what a great show. Thumbs up, donate. Hey, yo!
What's happening, people?
Where's your high energy, Georgie?
The fucking mafias.
Listen, bro, let me talk to Mac, because that's the only civilized nigga in here, man. Yo, man, let me analyze a little bit of these fucking...
Analyze that sentence, civilized N-word in here. That makes a lot of sense.
Shine, baby. You don't have to go...
You ain't got no shine till you sign a contract. You ain't got no shine till you sign a contract, punk.
That coming out from a man with a loss, with a record of fucking 0-1. Yeah.
You just showed your true colors. You just showed your true colors, cheapskate.
Let me get my point in.
I don't want you to.
Attacking a nigga, bro.
I like over talking you,
Jesus
punk.
Christ.
You a punk.
Yes, Georgie.
Yo, listen, man. Don't you think that if Deontay Wilder wouldn't capture that WBC belt, his career would be better?
Sorry, can you repeat that?
Really think deep on that shit. Really think about, because when you are champion, for as long as this man being a champion, you expect to see some names in there. So from that point of view, do you think that the answer while they're having that WBC has do him any favors?
In the other alternate universe you were speaking of, is Deontay Wilder just never a champion? Because then if are we comparing those two universes? Because obviously the universe with him being a champion is more meaningful.
Right. It's supposed to be more meaningful to have a belt. That's what it's supposed to be. That's what it should be. See, like, you look in the book, you open the dictionary. Yeah, that's what it's supposed to be. But that's not the case with this man. That's not the case. Since he got this WBC... And nothing happened. Nothing happened. This man's career still imploding. No opposition. They're talking about Stubborn again. It's Stubborn again.
But that's not Wilder's fault.
We see Master who got Stubborn there. How the fuck is Stubborn with just one win and ended up going back a number one contestant? But somehow, Mr. Gee find a way to defend his WBC mask every single time. Every single time.
How are any of us?
Hold on.
I'm the civilized one. How are any of us defending the WBC's decision to have Stubborn be the mandatory?
Let's defend fucking the WBC regardless. What are you talking about? I'm not talking about you. I said specifically Mr. Gibbs.
I understand that. But again, I'm asking for you
yesterday. An
example as to how we are defending WBC having Stubborn be the mandatory. Because I don't think any of us are.
You're not defending it.
I'm not saying me. I'm saying any of us. There's not a single person that's called in, not a single person on this panel has ever defended the WBC's decision to have Stubborn be the mandatory.
You're right. Not in this instance. But this man Ness always find a fucking way to defend these people. Like yesterday, he told me that a fucking diamond belt don't give nobody a fucking title shot. But when they fucking grab the fucking belt from fucking Sergio and give him the fucking diamond belt so fucking Julio Cesar Chavez Jr. can have that match, that didn't count. He got amnesia.
You see, you don't even know what you're saying. They didn't give Julio Cesar Chavez a diamond belt. They gave Sergio Martinez. They gave Sergio Martinez.
That's how they ended up. But did Sergio get a mandatory? They enabled
September 16th too. I don't see you crying there.
Well, technically, they're not sanctioning half.
No, yo, they're not sanctioning it now. But listen, they're not sanctioning it now, Matt. But guess what? It was there. It was their mandatory. They gave Canelo the pressure to make him vacate the title, to be shamed in front of the public, to now have to fight this guy.
Go suck dick. That's what Canelo did. He told him to go suck dick. What they did?
That went over your head.
That fucking bullshit belt to the. Listen, they came out giving the fucking bullshit belt to the Indian people so Canelo could feel bad. That's what the reptilian no
Indian people
do.
What the
hell? You defend that shit.
He's talking about the culture.
You defend these people.
The Hoytra.
Yeah.
Nah, he's not gonna know what I'm talking about. He's not in his fucking interest to know what I'm talking about, but he knows. Anyways, everybody out there, support, donate, enjoy Patreon.
Stop lying. You ain't joining Patreon. You wouldn't be talking about my record if you did. You fucking punk. Sign a contract. I'll make the WBC put a title up for your big ass head. Sign that contract, punk. Scared to death. Where all them tough guys at, man? Where all them tough ass reporters and shit too? Sign the fuck up. Knock some heads the fuck off. Bunch of punks.
Or just land a couple punches and, you know,
pocket protector using ass laptop pushing punks. Get the fuck in the ring and sign a contract.
You better watch out. You'll get a laptop for pocket protecting MMA guys. Just try to get on my
games. Man, damn. But I'm 54 pounds. But I have a brother that's at 160.
Yo, yo.
JD.
Real quick. What up? Real quick, man. This Bermaine Stavern shit is crazy, man. This reminds me of, you know, let's take this shit to the playground. Playground basketball, right? You play one-on-one. Deontay Wilder beats Stavern one-on-one with Stavern's basketball. Stavern decides to fucking take his basketball home instead of letting the next guy, which is Ortiz, play fucking basketball. Like that's how stupid that shit looks. You know what I'm saying? And man, I swear it's frustrating. So if I'm Deontay, one of these callers said this shit earlier, I'm like, fuck it, take your basketball. But when you come back with that shit, we're going to play for that basketball again. I'm going to knock your ass out for it. So it's crazy. And staying with that same scenario, right? Everybody's there to watch they surrounding the court to watch this fucking heavyweight one-on-one basketball game or whatever the fuck. And everybody decides to just fucking leave if this guy gets a rematch, because they already know what the fuck gonna happen, man. Like, nobody want to watch that bullshit. But yeah, man, this shit got me tight, man, because everybody been waiting forever for, you know, a nice opponent for Deontay. And we finally about to get one. And the main Stavern, like, no, I'm going home. That's my call, man. That's some bullshit.
All right, JD. Thanks for calling in, brother.
You were so close to a good fight. You were so close to that Luis Ortiz fight.
Yeah. 615, first time caller.
No, that's Stainless.
Oh, really?
He just jumped on. Literally call just jumped
him,
on.
Call him, drop the ball
he
thing.
Just jumped on. I did not see the number. Those with attention deficit, I'm so repetitive, son. So I gotta repeat. Stainless from the streets to the deep. I'm coming with that heat. All you need to know about me, I'm coming with that heat.
Yo, TBV, what's up?
What's up?
What up, Stainless?
I thought I saw Doomsday on that. Lane too. And I'm not even gonna talk about this Stavern shit, man. I thought this was my phone had fucked up and sent me like an update of some old show. Have to talk about this shit again. I thought the Vada testing would have been enough. to be real, seeing those day on here, man, I just wanted to give you shouts out for a masterful performance in that Border Wars, man.
Man, I appreciate that.
I do agree with you. Yo, man, I do agree with Ness. I would have liked to see that uppercut a little bit more.
Oh, the uppie? Yo, you know what, Stainless? When he was telling me to throw the uppie, man, I kept seeing it, but I just didn't want to go there, man. I didn't want to throw the uppie, man.
Yeah. Yeah, but and I don't want to leak no more because, like I said, if people ain't smart enough to be on Patreon, then I don't want to get them too much. You know what I'm saying? But I had to stop because that was a masterful performance. Ness, I'm gonna watch yours later today.
Oh, you ain't see that yet?
It was put up. You know what I'm saying? No, man. You know I like to.
I'm sitting over there with a grilled cheese, man.
You know what I'm saying? You know I'm ready, man. I've been waiting for it. I wanted to ask when I texted you the other day, but I was like, I'm going to just wait, you know what I'm saying, because I know there's a process to it. Plus, I seen how the other one was looking. So I'm like, yeah, shout out to El Terrible, you know what I'm saying, and to Casual, you know what I'm saying. I don't give a fuck what the judges say. Shout out to Casual, man. Like I said, I ain't even going to waste my time with this Laverne shit. That's some bullshit, for real. So I'm gonna waste my time on this Border Wars, I want to correct my pick. I'm still picking Garcia on this Broner fight, but it's by decision. I see it just like F.O. Joe said, but I see it going for Garcia by decision. That's my call. Please make sure that you push the thumbs up and share this in every episode of the Boxing Voice Podcast, man. But I'll see you on another show later. Then I'll see y'all for that immediate reaction at the Broner Garcia fight. Man, peace.
All right.
Peace.
Thanks for calling in, bro.
90 seconds.
We got 253. 253, first time caller.
It's me. You hear me?
Yes, sir. First time caller.
Yes, first time caller.
All right. Can you get off the speakerphone? I'm going to go ahead and play this first time caller intro. You just let us know your name and where you're calling from. You can jump right into your call.
Ladies and gentlemen, making his professional debut.
How you doing, DJ?
60 seconds.
DJ, where you calling from?
Baltimore, my man.
Baltimore. What's going on, brother? What's your thoughts on this topic?
Hey, I appreciate you guys taking the call. Yeah, I just wanted to speak on Deontay Wilder Ortiz for a little bit. I want to get you guys' take on Deontay Wilder. Everyone's always saying he's ducking this person or he's not fighting anybody, blase, blase. I've been studying this man for a minute. And all I see is him calling people out and people not wanting to fight him. And then everybody is saying, he's a bum. He's not fighting this person. But he can't drag him to the ring to fight him. I mean, they would have to literally agree to fight him in order for him to fight him. Now, we all know the White story. That would have been a good fight, and I would have been okay with it.
10 seconds.
Who really is Dylan White? Even if Deontay Wilder would have sparked them out, they would have been like, oh, this is AJ's leftovers, blase, blase. Well, Wilder wants to be undisputed. He's been saying that forever. I don't understand how people are pushing past this topic. I mean, in reality, what should happen with the Wilder versus Ortiz fight, they should be fighting, and it should be for the WBA belt because Ortiz should be AJ's mandatory. From what I studied, there was no rematch clause that Ortiz was aware of when it comes to AJ versus Klitschko. So AJ is supposed to be fighting Ortiz. They won't even mention Ortiz's name. Team AJ, they won't even mention his name, let alone fight the man. They're talking about if it's not Klitschko, it's Pulev. So I'm sitting here like, why is everybody down in Wilder? Like, I don't understand this. It's the same. It's the Golovkin effect. And I know my time may be running out, but I just want to touch on this right quick. So everybody was praising Golovkin. Well, not everybody. There were some people hating on him. But everybody was praising this man for trying to become undisputed. And they were calling the people that weren't willing to fight him duckers and blase, blase. Well, it's the same thing with Wilder. This man is trying to become undisputed, but yet in this case, it's him that's ducking. That concept blows my mind. Like, well, why doesn't AJ fight him? Why doesn't Parker fight him? Those are the only people that can bypass this mandatory BS and actually make a fight. I just wanted to see your thoughts on it.
Well, DJ, obviously you've just been listening to the show, but I'll let my co-host answer because I'm perceived as the Wilder fanboy, so I feel kind of identical to you. I feel he's the one being ducked. There are some people on the opposite side of the track of that, so I guess maybe the hipster has a different take.
No, I think the Wilder is the people that based off all the injuries he's had, it stunted his entire title reign. He's had to constantly take fights coming off of injury, and that's always, I think, stunted his progression from fighting contenders to unifications. And he is also not the biggest star. He's not the biggest star, similar to Triple G. Triple G was not the biggest star. So he did not equal money, similar to Wilder. Wilder does not necessarily equal money for guys like Josh or guys like Parker. Wilder's also a lot of threat because of his power. Whatever anyone wants to say about the technical aspect of his boxing skills, Deontay Wilder has insane one-punch, lights-out power. He may be the heaviest hitter in the division, so he equals a lot of risk as well. I don't know if it's the same exact thing as Triple G. Again, I haven't really put much thought into it either, but I can see why you and others think that. I can see why there's that thought of, man, Wilder just wants unifications and he's being ducked. Why are people calling him the ducker? I understand that. I do. And I also understand the side of people saying, well, he really hasn't fought anyone. Because I think both are true. I think Wilder really hasn't fought anyone of note since Bermain Stavern. But I don't necessarily blame him for that either. So it's one of those things where neither side is necessarily wrong in their evidence, but they have different opinions about the reality of the situation. I lean a little bit more on the side of Wilder. Wilder is being ducked more so than he is ducking. But again, I don't. Same with Ness. Like, I really don't like saying that much because we are sort of deemed the Deontay Wilder show in some ways. Even though I'm also an Anthony Joshua fan. Like, Ness knows this. Like, we talk about this off air. If Anthony Joshua fights Deontay Wilder right now, I'm picking Anthony Joshua.
I'm picking Wilder.
But I also...
I'm picking Wilder.
But I can also understand why the fans of Wilder think that he is being ducked, that he is the Triple G of this division.
Put it this way, man. He's not at the top of the list when it comes to options. Yeah. I could definitely agree with you on that. He's definitely not at the top of the list as an option when names.
Well, I mean, I just like if you're talking about I heard you mentioned the money thing. You know, he's not a big money draw, and I understand that. I do, but if you look at when AJ fought Molina, that wasn't a big money fight. When you look at Parker who fought Cajoni, that wasn't a big money fight. I mean. These guys brought nothing to the table.
But this is
Wilder would have brought.
Yeah, but this is more risk. So that's what it is. It's like Wilder is a lot of risk. So his reward, you know, that payday has to be more. That obviously AJ will get in there with White or Molina because he's going to be the A side. He's going to get the lump sum, and there's no risk. You know, once that risk goes up, the payday has to go up. But listen, my friend, I am definitely glad you called. It seems like you've. This is, you know, your first time calling, obviously. I hope that you subscribe to the YouTube channel because we will be doing more shows throughout the day, and we do a bunch of spontaneous shows. We kind of touch on every single news topic in boxing that we can. So definitely subscribe to the channel and, you know, join us on our journey to continue to cover the sport and grow, you know, one subscriber at a time here on YouTube. You can definitely check us out on patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. Check out Young Ali in the flesh. Obviously, Georgie seen the fight, and that's why he doesn't want to sign the contract. You know, my final thoughts are I really wish I had a magic genie. One of my wishes would be for Bermain Stavern to be a happy man somewhere else and allow the heavyweight division to continue. My other wish would be for Georgie to sign the contract. And yeah, my name is Nesta Gibbs. Find me on Instagram and Twitter at NessGTO.
My final thoughts. I just want Deontay Wilder to fight top competition, to fight the best. That's all I want. Just like I want for every fighter. I want the fighter to fight the best competition that they can. And hopefully we get Luis Ortiz that November 4th date. I think it would be an amazing fight. I think it would be potentially setting up the best heavyweight on the planet. At the winner of that fight, you can make an argument that they're the top heavyweight on the world. or of the world. So I hope that happens. Again, we have such power brokers like James Prince, Josh Dubin involved. God knows what's going to happen. So keep informed. Obviously, subscribe to the channel, YouTube, Facebook, Twitter, obviously. Patreon.com/TheBoxingVoice. I'm Matt Thibster Hunter. You can find me at Mixed Combat News on Twitter, Matt Hunter TBV on Instagram. My MMA podcast, Mixed Combat Radio, is on Patreon, SoundCloud, YouTube, iTunes, Facebook, etc. I might be doing an immediate reaction show for UFC 214 after the immediate reaction show for Broner Garcia tonight.
This is huge.
Definitely stay tuned.
Peace. Well, I definitely do agree with you. I hope that, you know, Deontay keeps getting, you know, the top fights. With him, you know, being out there in the UK a lot, I know he's getting that exposure. Ortiz being under Robbie Hearns, I think they would get a lot of attention, more attention than Vermaine and Deontay too. So, yeah, it's Doomsday, Alex Doomsday. Catch me on IG, Alex_Doomsday_Linez, LAINEZ. Same thing on Facebook, Alexander Linez. And, yeah.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, see you on the next episode.